Our dua for this morning is from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 201, perhaps the most famous dua of the Quran Kareem. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Our Lord, give unto us in this world that which is good, and in the year after that which is good, and protect us from the punishment of the fire. Now, this is a dua that we learn from the time we are young, perhaps even before we know how to speak properly, before we really understand things. Our parents teach us the dua, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. But the reason it's such a famous dua is because firstly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite it very often, according to a narration in Bukhari. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite this, it's the Hajj season, right? As he would be making tawaf between the Rukne Yamani and the Hajr Aswad, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite this dua. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shook hands with a person, he did not leave the hand of this person until he made this dua, according to Ibn Sunni. When there is great difficulties and hardships in life, it is recommended that you perform Salatul Hajat and thereafter you recite this dua. Now, in this dua we are asking Allah for the goodness of this world and the goodness of the year after and safety from the punishment of the hellfire. It's a comprehensive dua, it covers everything. When we talk about goodness of this world, the scholars have written that we are asking Allah for hasana, goodness of this world. We're not asking Allah for the goods of this world. We're saying, oh Allah, whatever is good in this world, good in terms of our health, in terms of our livelihood, in terms of the fulfillment of our genuine needs, in terms of morals, in terms of virtuous deeds, in terms of beneficial knowledge, honor, prestige, faith, sincerity, all of that, and all of that in this, which pertains to this dunya, grant us goodness. Whether it be directly or indirectly, and in terms of the year after, grant us goodness, let us be successful, and let us be granted the highest stages in Jannah, and obviously protection from the fire of Jahannam. So let's not underestimate these du'as simply because we know them, and we think that, you know, the real du'as are the ones that we don't know. No, these are the most important du'as, mentioned in the Quran, recited often by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we were encouraged and advised by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recite it often. Daily we should be making this du'a, but not just as a routine, not just as a dua that comes out from our mouths or, you know, that our lips utter. No, it should be a dua that we say from the bottom of our hearts. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.